The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land at Gennesaret, then tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick en masse to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we are all well aware, our Lord Jesus Christ would give a final command. Our Lord, who is love, came primarily for one reason, and that was to teach us how to love. And so we would give the final command, love one another as I have loved you. And these 3 years with the apostles were above all to teach them, what does loving like I love look like? And so we heard just a few days ago, they arrived at a shore and he had said to his apostles, come away to a deserted place to rest. And they get to the shore and already people are there awaiting them. And we hear today, every time they would come to a new place, people would scurry. They would bring him everybody from all around. This constant demand for his attention, his healing power, his grace, his mercy, his love. The apostles on different occasions, like the one we heard about a few days ago, they must have been longing for just a little peace and quiet. Oh my gosh, if I could just get away from all this for a little while. And our Lord reveals to them, even when you're exhausted, there is still something to give. Or when on another occasion they say, Lord, send these people away so that they can go and get something to eat. And he says, feed them yourselves. They say, Lord, we don't have anything. And they come to understand that when they lack something of their own, our Lord can supply their needs. My brothers and sisters, our Lord reveals that the nature of love is to be self-diffusive, is to give of oneself. And so what is most contrary to love? It is to not give self, to withhold oneself. Or you would say, it is self-love. And if we are totally honest with ourselves, so often the decisions we make at the root of them, we seek ourselves. What am I going to get out of this? How is this going to better me or my life? And oftentimes it's even things that are apparently for other people. There is some degree of self that we are seeking within that. And so our Lord, as he taught the apostles, wants to teach each of us personally to be totally purified of self-love so that we can give of ourselves as he did. And so oftentimes when we have a decision to make or there's an action to take, to simply say to our Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, in this situation, how do I love as you love?